Body of Lies by David Ignatius, narrated by Dick Hill. Copyright 2007 by David Ignatius. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with David Ignatius and the Sagalen Literary Agency, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Body of Lies. For Eve. To mystify and mislead the enemy has always been one of the cardinal principles of war. Consequently, ruses de guerre of one kind or another have played a part in almost every campaign ever since the episode of the Trojan Horse, or perhaps even earlier. The game has been played for so long that it is not easy to think out new methods of disguising one's strengths or one's intentions. Moreover, meticulous care must be exercised in the planning and execution of the schemes. Otherwise, far from deceiving the enemy, they merely give the show away. Lord Ismay, foreword to The Man Who Never Was, 1953. It took nearly a month to find the right body. Roger Ferris had very particular requirements. He wanted a man in his 30s, physically fit, preferably blonde, but certainly and recognizably Caucasian. He should have no obvious signs of disease or physical trauma, and no bullet wounds either. That would make it too complicated later. Ferris was on assignment in the Middle East most of the time, so it fell to his boss, Ed Hoffman, to manage the details. Hoffman didn't trust his colleagues to locate a body without thinking they had to notify a congressional committee or otherwise botching the job. But you could find someone in the military.